We are touring Turkey for today's GeoQuiz. Turkey is a hot travel destination for folks from around the world, but especially these days for Arabs. There's a lot to like about Turkey, especially if you happen to live in the Middle East. It's not too far. You can hop on a short flight from Jordan, Iraq, or Saudi Arabia. It's a whole lot cooler than most of those places, especially during the holy month of Ramadan, which begins in August. Most Turks are Muslim, and there are a lot of historical Islamic sites and monuments to visit. Yet this country is also a gateway to the West. We're going to hear more about that in a minute, but first, we'd like you to name Turkey's three largest cities. Think about it. We're going to be back with the answer in just a bit. We asked you to name Turkey's three largest cities for our GeoQuiz today. Here they are. Number three, Izmir. Number two, Ankara, the capital. And Turkey's largest city, population 10 million plus, is Istanbul. It's a fascinating city. In this summertime, it's tough to find a hotel room there. Turkish tour guide Ziya Gökmen says Turkey is more popular than ever these days, especially with Arab tourists.
Lately, our Prime Minister, Mr. Erdogan, has been quite bold to sort out some of the problems in the Middle East. So I think they find themselves quite close to his policies, and he has become a hero in most of those countries. And in summer, the Turkish Airlines had a great promotion for the Arabs. They're selling like return trips, $120, $150. Another thing that I know that there are many Turkish TV shows that have been sold to Arabic countries. So those TV shows have become very trendy and well-known among the Arabs, and they want to come to Istanbul to get to see where that story takes place. And one of the guy who owns one of the mansions along the Bosphorus where one of the show was made, he's charging $50 a head for the Arab tourists to come and get to see the rooms where different scenes of that TV show were made.
Ziya, does it strike you that the Arab tourists who are coming to visit are coming because they might feel safer in Turkey versus Egypt and Tunisia?
That might be another reason, because Turkish people have been always welcoming to Middle Eastern countries. Also, I know that in Ramadan, which will start soon in August, there are many Arab families that are coming to Turkey since it's a little cooler compared to their countries. And we get a lot of Saudis, a lot of people from Kuwait that are coming to enjoy the five-star upscale hotels in Istanbul.
Final question, Ziya. If you were, as a tour guide, taking around Arab tourists as opposed to those from Europe or the United States, is there something that you would make sure that they saw?
The Arab tourists, when they come to Istanbul, they certainly want to see the Blue Mosque, Hagia Sophia, and the Topkapi Palace where the Ottoman sultans lived. And besides that, you have to make sure that you at one of those mansions where those TV soap operas are made in Istanbul. Also, they want to go to the biggest shopping malls that we have where they can buy Western luxury goods.
Ziya Gökmen, taking time out from the middle of guiding a tour in Istanbul, Turkey. Ziya owns his own travel agency called Travel Refinery. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for calling, Lisa.